Good morning to everyone.
早上好，各位。
I'm happy to be with you once again.
很高兴跟大家又在一起来敬拜。
How many of you know the verse John 3:16?
在当中的有多少人知道约翰福音第三章十六节？
How many know that verse?
请举举手。
Oh, many of you.
很多人知道啊。
That's of all the thousands of verses in the Bible, that's perhaps the most famous verse in the Bible.
那么圣经里面上千句的圣经里面的经句里面，这个可能是最有名的一句啊。
The reason why many people know this verse is it puts the gospel, the good news, into one verse.
为什么它这么出名？是因为圣经把它的主要的意思放在一句话里面。
That verse says, "For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life."
神爱世人，甚至把他独生子赐给了我们，让人信他的可以得到永生。这个就是三章十六节里面的精要。
That one verse tells us about God's love and how He sent His Son Jesus to save us.
这个一节经节经节里面呢，告诉了我们，神因为爱我们的缘故，把他的独生子赐给了我们。
And so with that one verse, a person could become a Christian just by knowing that one verse.
那么你可以成为基督徒，只有你认识这一句话，你就可以成为了基督徒。
But in that same chapter where this verse is found, there's another very important verse.
在同一章经文里面呢，也有另外一句是非常重要的一句经文。
And I would say it includes the Christian life in one verse.
那么就把基督徒的生活生命包括在一句话里面。
It tells us how we can grow once we become a Christian, how we can grow as a Christian.
那一句话告诉我们，当我们成为基督徒以后，我们怎么样来成圣，怎么样来成长。
And that verse is found in John chapter 3 verse 30.
那一句话就在这个三章三十节。
He must increase, I must decrease.
他必兴旺。我被衰微。
In another translation in English, it says, "He must become greater; I must become less."
另外一个翻译，英文翻译就是说，他会越来越伟大，我们会越来越微小。
And so this morning, I want to help us to look at this very important verse.
那么我们今天陈牧师就带领我们来认识这一句话的意思。
And we need to look at the context to be able to understand who said it and why.
那么我们要来从经文里面看看是谁说的，为什么他这样说。
Because it actually is a difficult verse to understand and to accept.
这是一个非常难理解和接受的一句话。
I think most of us could agree that Jesus Christ should increase in our life.
我相信在座的各位都同意基督会越来越大。
But the second part says that we must decrease.
但是下一句说我们要越来越衰微，我们就不太认同。
And that is hard for us to understand.
因为我们感到很难接受。
Because we think that if we need to grow as a Christian, then we must increase.
因为我们觉得如果我们在基督里成圣的话，我们应该是会越来越好。
Certainly in the physical realm, that's true.
那么在体力上或者是身体上，我们觉得也是应该的。
But in the spiritual realm, it is different.
但是在灵命上面的话，那就不一样了。
If we want to grow as a Christian,
当我们要成为基督徒要成圣的过程当中，
We must decrease, we must become less.
那么我们一定要越来越衰微，就不太理解了。作为一个基督徒
，and notice that it is an imperative, is something that is essential.
那么在另外一次说，我们这个非常非常的会越来越衰微。
It's not something that is optional.
这并不是说你是可以选择的，是一个必须的，我们必须要衰微的。
He Christ must increase, I must decrease.
他就说，基督必然会。越来越大，然后我们会必然会越来越少，是必然的一个现象。
So let's look at the context for this verse.
那么我们来看一看前后文。
Here it talks about a person named John.
我们是讲到一个人，他叫约翰。
Now it can be confusing because there's at least two Johns.
那么圣经里面起码有两个很出名的约翰。
One is the disciple John.
一个是使徒约翰。
He spent 3 years with Jesus.
他跟从了耶稣有3年多。
He wrote the Gospel of John.
他写了约翰福音。
He wrote the letters 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
他写了约翰一书跟二书。
He wrote the book of Revelation.
他写了,
Revelation, the last book in the Bible.
启示录。
And, but not only is there this John, the disciple, the apostle John, but there's another John.
除了这个使徒约翰，还有另外一个约翰。
And that is the person that is talked about in this passage.
那么这个约翰呢，在这里就讲了这一句话。
Many of us would call him John the Baptist.
我们圣经里面说这个是施洗的约翰。
Now some people may say he belongs to the Southern Baptist denomination.
那么有人说他是属于某一个宗派的一个施洗的者。
But that's not true.
但是这不正确，他不是属于任何一个宗派。
But it distinguishes this John because this is the John that was baptizing people.
这个约翰只是为人施洗。
He came into this life through a miraculous birth.
他来到这里就传讲神的话语。
The parents of John were Zechariah and Elizabeth, and they were very, very old.
施洗约翰的父母呢是撒加利亚跟以利沙伯，他们两个人都是非常老的时候。
Elizabeth was a cousin of Mary, the mother of Jesus.
当他们很老的时候呢，才生了他。这个以利沙伯呢，她是耶稣的妈妈玛利亚的表姐。
So John the Baptist and Jesus were actually cousins.
那么施洗约翰呢，跟耶稣基督呢，其实是应该是表兄弟啊。
And John the Baptist grew up to be a prophet of God.
那么，施洗约翰呢，他成长是要成为一个先知。
His job was to prepare the way for the Messiah, for Jesus.
他出生是为了为主来铺平他的道路。
And I think we should particularly pay attention to the life of John the Baptist.
那么我们来要看一看这个施洗约翰的他的生命。 他是怎么样出生的?
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, Jesus says something that's very amazing.
在约翰福音十一章十一节里面呢，耶稣呢为约翰呢讲了一句非常一个总结。He says,
"I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist."
耶稣这样说，我实在告诉你们，在妇人所生的当中，兴起的没有一个人大过施洗约翰。So
what Jesus is saying is, of all the people that ever were born, there was no one greater than John the Baptist.
耶稣基督在给他的生命一个总结，就是说，在妇人里面所生的，包括所有的人，没有一个兴起来是大过施洗约翰的。
Now you think of all the people, particularly in the Bible, that existed before.
那你想想所有的人，包括圣经里面所提到的所有的人。
You think of the great people like Abraham and Moses and David.
那么你会想到是亚伯拉罕，你想到了摩西，你想到了大卫王。
But Jesus says there's no one, none of those people are greater than John the Baptist.
耶稣基督的话就是说，包括这几个伟人当中，他们都比施洗约翰还要小。And
that's the person that we're looking at in this passage.
那么这就是施洗约翰，就是我们今天要看的这一个人。So
that's why it's important for us to pay attention to who was John the Baptist? What was he like?
所以这是非常重要，我们来看一看谁是施洗约翰，他在做什么东西。
And so now we look at the passage that was read.
那么我们来看一看这些信息，他给我们所讲的信息。
John chapter 3 verse 22.
那么第三章22节。
It said, after this, and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, he remained there with them and was baptizing. John also was baptizing at Ainon near Salim because water was plentiful there and people were coming and being baptized.
这是以后耶稣和门徒到了犹大地，在那里居住施洗。约翰在靠近撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多，众人都去洗了，都受洗。那时约翰还没有下到监狱里。
Now, these two verses tell us that both John and Jesus were baptizing people.
这一句经文里面告诉我们，施洗约翰跟耶稣基督他们一同在不同的地方为人施洗。
Actually, to be precise, it tells us that Jesus actually wasn't baptizing people, but his disciples were.
在圣经里面呢，还用括号告诉了我们，里面有一句说，其实不是耶稣基督为人受洗，而是基督耶稣的门徒为人受洗。Now,
next Sunday, we'll be having a baptism.
那么下一个星期，我们就有一个洗礼在我们教会。And
when a person is baptized in this church, they identify themselves with Jesus Christ.
那么在教会我们现在受洗的人，就是说在面前承认他们是基督徒。
As they go into the water, they identify with Christ's death, and when they come out of the water, they identify with Christ's resurrection.
当他们从受洗池里面完全进到水里面再出来的时候，就是证明他们说要跟基督一同钉死，然后跟基督一同复活，承认自己是基督徒。
But the baptism in this passage is not the same as this the baptism we're having next week.
但是呢，在这里讲的这一段经文，在约旦河里面受洗呢，跟我们明下个礼拜天的受洗呢，意义是不一样的。
When a person got baptized in those days, they publicly identified with the person's message.
那么那个时候的在约翰里面施洗呢，他们就在众人面前是为他们的罪来承认他们自己的罪而已。So
what was the message of Jesus and what was the message of John the Baptist at this time?
那么我们来看一看他们两个人在为他们施洗的时候，他们要送出来的信息是什么。
Well, in Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, it tells us that John's message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那么在约翰福音里面第三章第一节里面，我们就看到了施洗约翰呢，当他为人受洗的时候呢，他们说你们要悔改，因为天国近了。
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, it tells us what Jesus' message was.
我们来看一看第三章第四节到十七节里面，耶稣基督送出来的信息是什么？Repent,
for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
你们要悔改，因为天国已经近了。And
so both John and Jesus had the same message.
所以我们看到耶稣基督跟施洗约翰当时为人受洗送出来的信息是一样的。They
both were preaching, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
他们告诉受洗的人说，你们要悔改，因为天国近了。Now
John the Baptist started his ministry a little bit earlier than Jesus.
那么施洗约翰呢，他开始给人受洗的时间比耶稣要早一点。And
according to verse 23, it says that he had a very successful ministry.
我们看到第三章第23节里面告诉我们，施洗约翰呢，他给人受洗的时候呢，是非常成功的。That
verse tells us that lots of people were coming to John the Baptist to be baptized.
我们看到经文里面告诉我们，有很多很多人来到施洗约翰的面前来认罪受洗。But
then Jesus started his ministry.
那么耶稣基督呢，然后呢，才实行了他的那个受洗的那个行动。And
according to verse 26, it says all were going to him, going to Jesus.
那么根据26节就告诉了我们，很多人就去跟从了耶稣来受洗。John
chapter 4 verse 1 says that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John.
在第四章第一节呢，经文就告诉了我们，耶稣基督为人受洗的数目比施洗约翰还要多。
So John the Baptist and Jesus were both preaching the same message.
施洗约翰跟耶稣基督，他们两个人都送出同样的信息。
They were both baptizing people who identified with their message.
那么他为这些人呢，接受这个信息的人来啊洗礼。
John the Baptist had a very popular ministry.
那么施洗的约翰呢，他的那个啊事工也做得很好。
But when Jesus started his ministry, more people were going to him.
但是当耶稣基督后来开始他的事工以后呢，更多人就去耶稣基督那里了。
So verse 25 tells us that there was a dispute between some of John's disciples and a Jewish person.
那么在二十五节里面，第三章二十五节里面告诉我们，就是犹太人的一些人的跟施洗约翰的一些门徒呢当中就发生了一些争吵。
It started as a dispute, a debate about ceremonial washing.
他们就为了这个洁净的礼来进行了一场的讨论跟争吵。
But it developed into a complaint by some of John's disciples about Jesus.
但是后来呢，这个辩论呢变成了一些施洗约翰的门徒就在那里呢就投诉耶稣基督的受洗。
Some of John's disciples were actually becoming jealous.
他们施洗约翰的一些门徒呢变成了一些嫉妒。
Notice in verse 26.
在二十六节里面讲到。
It says they, that is some of John's disciples, came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him.
二十六节里面讲到说，就来那个门徒就来见约翰说，拉比，从前同你在约翰河外。你所见证的那位现在施洗众人都往他那里去了。
Notice that these disciples of John didn't even mention Jesus by name.
我们看一看这经文里面呢，施洗约翰的门徒连耶稣基督的名字都没有讲。
They said, "Oh, that person across the river, the person that you helped."
他们就说，哎，你看那一位，你为他受洗的那一位。
They said, they're all going to him now.
他们都去他那里了，是你给他受洗的，现在他们都去他那里了。
And so I feel that some of John's disciples were now getting very jealous.
那么我们从他们的语气跟用词里面就知道，施洗约翰的门徒现在也很嫉妒。
Because when they joined John, John was very popular.
因为当这些门徒跟随这个施洗约翰的时候，施洗约翰是非常受欢迎的。
But now the crowd was going to Jesus.
但是现在呢，耶稣基督就更受欢迎了。
And some of them were getting a little jealous.
所以他们就嫉妒了。
And that's sort of an ugly secret in churches.
这个其实也不是什么秘密，在现在的教会也在发生。
Because Christians can get jealous.
基督徒也会嫉妒。
Christians can get jealous about ministry.
基督徒呢，对于事工有时候也会嫉妒。
And sometimes we, for instance, can compare our church with some other church.
那么人呢，或者是基督徒呢，会把不同的教会来比较，比如跟把我们教会跟旁边的教会来做一个比较。
And if that church is becoming more successful, we become jealous.
当别的教会呢越来越成功的时候呢，我们教会的基督徒呢可能就觉得有点嫉妒了，甚至要离开了。
I used to attend a church in New York City's Chinatown.
陈牧师曾经是去到纽约唐人街的一个教会。
And in New York City's Chinatown, there are many Chinese churches in Chinatown.
当时呢，在中国城纽约中国城里面呢，有非常多的教会。
And it seemed like many of them were competing with one another.
这个你会有个感觉，就是说不同的教会之间有个比较在里面，在不同的做竞争。
And I'm glad, and in Boston, it's a little bit different because there are not that many Chinese churches.
我们比较幸运，在中国城里面，我们没有这么多的唐人教会在这里。
There's one small Chinese church here in a Protestant church here in Boston Chinatown.
我们自己有一家小小的在旁边有一家教会。
But rather than competing with that church, actually our church helps that church.
我们不跟他竞争，其实呢，我们教会在不同的方式跟形式里面帮助旁边这个教会。
That church has a small, very small congregation. It doesn't even have a pastor.
另一个旁边，我们旁边那个教会呢，他们是会众比较少，甚至没有一个全职的牧师。
But many of our pastors, including myself, have gone there to preach to help that church.
我们教会很多的传道员、牧者，是包括我们陈牧师，不同的时间里面都去那个教会里面帮他们讲道。
So we try to not to be jealous of other churches, but actually help other churches.
其实我作为一个牧者，我们不应该 嫉妒别的教会,
when someone from our church transfers and goes, starts going to another church, sometimes we get upset.
当我们教会有一些牧师转去别的教会的时候呢，我们觉得有点伤感。
We think of those people as traitors to our church.
有时候我们想到他是叛徒。
But if they are growing better in that church or they can serve better in that church, we should be happy for them.
但是从另外一个层面去想，当这个离开了我们的牧师在别的教会，他的灵命跟把这个教会建立得更好的话，我们应该为这一个牧者感到高兴。
I myself used to be in another church, but I transferred to this church.
陈牧师本来是在另外一个小教会，后来他转来了我们这个教会。
Because it helped me to serve better.
我们这个教会呢，也是帮助了陈牧师呢，更加的来服侍会众。
And so we should avoid being jealous of other churches.
我们应该避免嫉妒别的教会。
And sometimes we can even have jealousies within our church.
甚至有时候呢，其实这种嫉妒不单是教会之间，甚至教会内部也会有这种嫉妒。
It's very natural for people to begin comparing the Chinatown Mandarin congregation with the Newton Mandarin congregation.
这个很不小心的时候呢，我们国语堂就会跟牛顿堂的国语堂就会有不同程度的一个比较在里面。
And we can talk about who's better and who's doing more effective ministry.
在团契会什么时候呢？聊天的时候不小心，我们就会跟弟兄姊妹之间就比较起两个不同的堂会。
But we should avoid those kind of jealousies.
我们应该避免这种的嫉妒。
That's one of the reasons why we don't print in our bulletins the attendance of different congregations and how much money they give.
这是为什么我们教会从来不会在这个报道里面写哪一个堂会出席的人数多少，哪一个堂会收到的奉献是多少，我们从来不会报在里面报道出来。
Now some churches do that.
但是其他有些教会他们会这样做。
But I believe that that fosters a sense of jealousy and competitiveness.
我相信这种在这个布条里面，在这个单张里面写出来之后呢，很不小心就会引起了比较跟嫉妒。
So in this passage, some of John's disciples were getting jealous.
在从这一经文里面，我们看到了施洗约翰的一些门徒，他们有嫉妒的心理。
They were saying, we were very successful, but now all the people are going to Jesus.
他们就讲到说，我们本来是很受欢迎的，现在就变成他们更受欢迎了。 Now,
if John the Baptist was a selfish person, he could have said, yes, you're right.
如果施洗约翰是一个很自私的人的话，他就会说，对啊，你说的正确。It's
not fair.
对我来说是不公平的。I
was helping Jesus, and now he's more successful than me.
我为他受洗，然后他比我更成功了。We
all need to step up our ministry so we can attract more people back to us.
那个施洗约翰就是说，我们一定要努力一点，比他更成功。But
that's not what John the Baptist said.
但是我们看看经文，施洗约翰没有这样讲。We
look at his response in verse 27 to 30.
我看看施洗约翰在26节里面的回答。And
he tells us, in some sense, why he must decrease.
他告诉我们为什么他要变得衰微。
The first reason is I am not self-sufficient.
27节里面说，我不是基督。
verse 27, it says, a person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given to him from heaven.
那么20节里面告诉我们, 若不是从天上赐的, 人就不能得什么。What
John the Baptist is saying, all my ministry comes from God.
那么他的这一句的话的意思就是说, 所有我的侍奉都是从天上赐下来的, 从神给我们的。
I am dependent upon God for my entire ministry.
我是依靠神的, 我的整一个事工都是依靠神的。
I cannot take credit for any of the ministry that I have.
我不能够抢去了神的荣耀。
That's what John the Baptist is saying.
这是也是施洗约翰所说的。
Now I know that many of you have immigrant backgrounds.
我们当中很多都是移民的背景。
Many of you took risks to come to the United States.
很多人都是一种冒险来到了美国。
Many of you came to this country with nothing.
很多人来到这里的时候呢，两袖清风。
And you or your families worked very, very hard.
然后你跟你的家人都非常辛劳的在工作。
And we may think that we have everything we have now because we work hard.
你很多人都会这样想，就是说我现在拥有的这些东西是因为我辛劳的工作，我是应得的。But
we need to have the attitude of John the Baptist.
那么我们应该有施洗约翰的一个心态。
That everything that we have comes from God.
那么我们所有的东西都是由神赐下来的。
Yes, you work hard.
没错, 你工作很努力。
But who gave you every opportunity that you've had?
但是你要想一想, 谁给你的这些机会跟能力来工作?
Who gave you the health to be able to work?
谁给你的健康来工作?
Who gave you the mind to be able to study and get good grades?
谁给了你一个聪明的才智来学习，来得到好的成绩？
It all comes from God.
你想一想，都是从神来的。And
so we need to be thankful instead of complaining.
我们应该是有感恩的心，不要有嫉妒的心。We
need to count our blessings.
我们应该要数算我们的恩典。And
then in verse 28, he says, You yourselves bear me witness that I am not the Christ. I have been sent before him.
那么第28节的时候呢，施洗约翰也跟他们的门徒上面说，你们自己也可以见证，我不是基督。So
John the Baptist not only says I am not self-sufficient, he says also I am not the Messiah.
那么他告诉我们，他不是基督，他来到这里呢，是奉差遣在这个地上来为神做工作的。
The word Christ is actually a translation of the word Messiah.
那么这个基督翻译成为就是救世主的意思。
And people at that time were looking for this Savior, the Messiah.
那么当时的以色列民呢，他们在等待他们救世主。
But John makes it clear to his disciples, I am not the Messiah.
那么施洗约翰呢，为他的门徒讲得非常清楚，我不是基督。I'm
not here to save people.
我来这里不是为了救人的命。And
there are a lot of times that many of us act like the Messiah to certain people.
那么我们当中呢，有好多人，包括我自己呢，都会把自己当成了一个救世主。Particularly
I see this in families.
特别我们在家庭里面。There
is a phenomenon called helicopter moms in this country.
那么有没有大家都知道有个叫直升飞机式的妈妈。
And what they describe is a mother who's like a helicopter hovering over the child.
那就是说妈妈就是开着一辆直升飞机在子女的上空里面巡逻。
And as they're hovering over the child, if they see the child has any kind of problem or difficulty, they come in and rescue them.
那么他从高空里面开一支直升飞机，看他们小孩有没有困难，有没有什么别的不正确的地方，他们就立刻由高空直接的降下来拯救他们。And
so they're acting like the Messiah for their children.
他们觉得他们是救世主，你有困难我就来了。And
I know that they do it in love because they want to protect their child.
因为他们知道他们是因为爱他们的缘故，所以他们这样做了。
But it doesn't help teach the child responsibility.
但是从某一方面来说，他们这样做没有教导他们的子女。
And so we need to recognize we are not the Messiah.
我们要知道一点，我们不是救世主。
But then John goes on to share sort of a parable.
那么施洗约翰跟我们就分享了一些经文。
And this is in verse 29.
在29节里面。
He says, but the one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete.
那么要娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站至，听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我喜乐就满足了。
Now, I've gone to a lot of weddings this summer.
那么这个夏天陈牧师去了好多的婚礼。
And in our society, there's obviously the bride and groom.
那么在我们这个社区里面，这个新郎跟新娘。
But the groom usually has his friend as the best man.
那么新郎一般有他的 best man， 就是说伴郎。
Now in our society, the best man really doesn't do too much.
在这个社区里面呢，这个文化里面呢，伴郎一般做的东西很少。
They usually just hand me the ring when it's the right time.
就是说要交换戒指的时候呢，伴郎跟伴娘呢就拿着戒指来交换。
But in Jesus' time period, the person, the best friend of the bridegroom was actually like a wedding manager.
但是在耶稣基督的那一个时代的时候呢，那个伴郎跟伴娘呢，他们就好像是一个婚礼的经理一样。
And so John the Baptist is saying he is like the friend of the bridegroom.
那么他施洗约翰呢，就是说他是伴郎的朋友。
He is like the best man.
他好像就是一个伴郎一样。
Yes, he does a lot of work to help the bride and groom.
他做了很多工作帮助这个新郎。
But he is not the bride or the groom.
他不是新娘，也不是新郎。
He is there to help them to have a wonderful day and to help do whatever is necessary.
他在那里的工作就是帮助这个新郎跟新娘来处理这个婚礼的一切事宜。
And John the Baptist is saying, you know, my role is like helping the groom, Jesus.
那么施洗约翰的说，他的工作就是来帮助这个新郎。
I know my role.
我知道我的角色。
My role is to help the is sort of like being the best man.
那么我的角色就是说来帮助这个新郎，来帮助这个婚礼。
Now, again, in our society, all the attention in the wedding is usually on the bride and groom.
那么在婚礼里面呢，主角是新郎跟新娘。
As they're taking pictures of the bride and groom, it would be very funny if the best man was saying, "Oh, make sure you get include me. Make sure you take pictures of me."
那么如果在新郎新娘就是婚礼里面照相的时候呢，你如果是伴郎的话，你把手举起来说，哎，你们照相的时候一定要把我也把相片里面一定要有我，那么就觉得很奇怪了。
Now, that would be very strange because the role of that best man is to make the bride and groom happy and look good.
因为你觉得奇怪，是因为那个伴郎的工作是要为了新郎跟新娘来工作，而不是他是一个主角。
And so John the Baptist knew his role. He was like the best man.
那么施洗约翰知道他的角色，他是一个伴郎的角色。
All the attention should go to Jesus.
所有的注意点应该是在耶稣基督身上。
Because I'm not the Messiah, I'm not self-sufficient.
因为他不是救世主。
Now that's why he says in verse 30 at the end of saying this, he must increase, I must decrease.
那就是为什么在三十节里面他说到他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Because he knows he's not self-sufficient.
因为他知道他不是救世主。
He knows that he's not the Messiah.
他知道他 self-sufficient.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, 他没办法知道，他知道他没办法啊。照顾他自己。
He knows he's not the Messiah.
他知道他不是救世主。
And he knows his role.
他知道他的角色。
And so that's why he says, I must decrease, he must increase.
这是为什么他说我必然会衰微，他必然兴旺。
Now, we're kind of going to skip verses 31 to 36.
我们就啊不讲这个31跟36节。
Because we don't have enough time.
因为我们没有足够的时间。
But there, you can understand why Jesus must increase.
但是从那里你知道为什么基督一定会兴旺。
But I think most of us kind of understand that.
我相信大家都会明白这一点。
The problem with most of us is that we have a problem of decreasing.
我们都知道这一点，基督兴旺，但是我们的问题就是说，我们为什么会衰微？
And so we need to understand why we need to, in some sense, get out of the way of Jesus.
那么我们要明白为什么我们要不要挡住基督的道路。
And so let me share with you some practical ideas.
那我们让我们来啊分享一些啊主那个idea.
Because the main idea is he must increase, I must decrease.
他主要的意思就是说他一定会兴旺，我会衰微。
That summarizes the Christian life in one verse.
那么他就把那个基督徒的生命浓缩在一句话里面。
But we need to understand that when we talk about I must decrease, it goes against our natural feelings.
那么当施洗约翰告诉我们我们必须衰微的时候呢，他就会刺到了我们的痛处。
Because again, when we think about growing, we think about going up.
当我们想到要成长的时候呢，我们想到我们也要兴旺。
But in the spiritual realm, if we want to be great in God's kingdom, we need to go down.
那么我们在基督的国度里面的话，我们要兴旺的时候，我们的灵命要成长。
There's a book on my bookshelf called Descending into Greatness.
里面有本书叫 Descending into Greatness.
So it's sort of the opposite of what we would think about becoming great.
那么那本书里面这是相反的意思，我要告诉我们怎么样来成圣。
And this is supported, this idea that in verse 30 is supported in other portions of Scripture.
那么他这本书里面就来支持了那个三十节里面的一些经文。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20Paul wrote this.
那么保罗
what? Galatians 2:20.
哥林多前书。
He said, Paul wrote, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
那么耶稣那个保罗就是说我已经从基督一同钉在十字架上面，现在活的不再是我，而是基督在我身体里面活着。
Jesus said similar things in Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
在路加福音第九章二十三节。
Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
耶稣基督在路加福音第九章二十三节里面告诉我们有人要跟随我，他就要背着他们的十字架来跟着他。
So Jesus is saying that we need to deny yourself.
就是基督要告诉我们，我们要忘记了我们自己。
That is, we must decrease.
我们一定会衰微。
We must say no to ourselves.
我们一定要对我们自己说不。
Because the problem is that too many of us love ourselves too much.
因为现在的问题就是说我们当中很多人都是很自爱。
We want to be in control of our own lives.
这有一个过度的自爱里面呢，我们就想控制我们的人生。
We want to make our own decisions.
我们想要自己做我们的决定。
And Jesus cannot be the king and lord of our lives until we walk off the throne.
就是说基督在我们从那个主席台里面走下来之前呢，他基督都不可以在我们生命当中做主。
Now that sounds somewhat painful, doesn't it?
但是我们听起来的时候有点是很痛苦，因为我们走下来，是不是？
But you notice what John the Baptist says about decreasing.
但是我们看看施洗约翰刚我们跟我们所说的衰微。
That he says, the friend of the bridegroom who's, verse 29, the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete.
29节里面讲到说，娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我自喜乐就满足了。
John the Baptist is saying he receives a great deal of joy pointing people toward Jesus.
但是施洗约翰告诉我们，当他把人带到基督面前的时候呢，他的喜乐就满足了。
And part of that means that he mustdecrease.
那么从这一句话里面我们听到意思就是说他一定要衰微。
So it may seem painful in the beginning, but it actually brings us great joy.
一开始的时候呢可能有一点痛苦的感觉，就是说我要衰微他要兴旺。
And I found that to be true in my own personal life.
在陈牧师的自己的生命里面也有是同样的感觉。
When I first became a Christian,I certainly knew John 3:16.
当我成为基督徒的时候呢，我认识这个三章十六节。
I realized that God loved me and sent His Son to die for me.
我知道基督爱我，把他的独生子赐给了我们。
Because of my faith in Him, I would not perish but have eternal life.
当我们认识耶稣基督以后呢，我们就会有永生。
But I was still on the throne of my life.
但是我自仍然是把自己生命的皇冠戴在我的头上。
I was had my own ambitions and dreams.
我有自己的梦想，有自己的追求。
I wanted to be rich and successful.
我想要成为富翁，我要成为成功的人。
I want my parents to commend me.
我想要我的父母也认同我。
But then I was confronted with this verse.
当我们看到这个经文的时候
He must increase, I must decrease.
当他说基督必然兴旺，我必然要衰微。
I thought God was going to help me to be successful.
但是我想耶稣不是要让我成功吗？
But it should be the other way around.
是不是应该是另外一个方式吗？
I should be the one helping God to be successful.
好像是我们觉得我是应该帮助神成功的那个人吧。
And so I needed to decrease.
所以我们应该要知道我们是应该衰微的。
So that Christ could live in me.
所以这样的时候呢，基督才会活在我们的心中。
So Christ could live out his life in me.
那么基督才会让我们的生命提升到一个更高的一个层次。
And so I found that this verse was really the key.In helping me to grow as a Christian.
那么这一句话呢，在我的基督徒的生命当中呢，帮助了我很多，让我成长。
And so I hope that this verse can also be your guide to the Christian life.
我希望这一句话也成为在座当中的基督徒在你们的生命成长的一个座右铭。
And note, this is a very short verse.
一个很短的一个经文。
He must increase, I must decrease.
他必兴旺。我必衰微。
John chapter 3 verse 30.
约翰福音三章三十节。
And so, you don't even have to make an effort to memorize it.
你不花吹灰之力就可以把它记下来。
But if you could think about and meditate on this verse every day,
如果你每一天都默想来这段跟学习这段经文的时候，
then I believe that God can really help grow you as a Christian.
我相信神会帮助你成为一个更成圣的、更圣洁的基督徒。
Because that's the Christian life in a nutshell, you might say.
那么这个就是我们基督徒要成圣的一个很重要的一个观点。
He must increase, I must decrease.
基督必然兴旺，基督徒。必然衰微。
Let's bow together in prayer.
让我们一同低头来祷告。
Father, we thank you for John the Baptist.
主啊，我们谢谢你赐给我们有施洗的约翰。
We don't think that much about John the Baptist.
我们在读圣经的时候呢, 很少想到施洗约翰。
But in your eyes, he was a great man.
但是在你的眼中, 他是在天国里面是大的。
Not because he did all these things.
不是因为他所做的。
But because of his heart.
但是因为他的心,
his attitude.
他的心态。
That he wanted to see Christ magnified.
因为他想到了基督必然兴旺。
And he realized that he must decrease to get out of the way of Christ.
然后他也明白他要稍微离开了神，不要挡着神的道路。
And so we pray that we can have the same kind of attitude.
我们也求主赐给我们相同的心态。
That to many of us, it's all about ourselves.
当我们来到你的面前的时候，
What we want.
我们要想清楚我们想要什么。
We want you to bless our plans and our goals.
主啊，我们想要你，要你的救主成为我们的救主， 成为我们的主。
But it should be the other way around.
主啊，我们愿你帮助我们。
That we should be the ones who know our role.
让我们知道我们的角色。
To glorify you.
来荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.